Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Kirloskar Pneumatic Company Limited Q4 FY 2022 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Shah from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Pooja. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the 4Q FY 2022 post-earnings con call of Kirloskar Pneumatic. We have with us from the management, Mr. K. Srinivasan, Managing Director of the company, and Mr. Suhas Kolhatkar, CFO of the company. I'll hand over the call to Mr. K. Srinivasan for the opening remarks, post which we can open the floor for the Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good evening to all of you. Before we start the conference, I'm going to request our Company Secretary, Mr. Jitendra Shah, to read out the disclaimer, please.
Good afternoon to all. The presentation uploaded on the website of the company and discussion on the financial results during the earnings call may contain statements relating to future business developments and economic performance that could constitute forward-looking statements. While these forward-looking statements represent the company's judgments and future expectations, a number of factors could cause actual developments and results to differ materially from expectations. The company undertakes no obligation to publicly revise any forward-looking statements to reflect future events or circumstances. Further, investors are requested to exercise their own judgments in assessing various risks associated with the company and also the effectiveness of the measures which taken by the company in tackling them, as indicated during the discussions. Thank you.
Once again, good evening to all of you. Let me start by wishing you all good health and happy earnings season. 2020-21 was an eventful year to us in many ways. The year started with the second wave of COVID pandemic and ended with the war in Europe bringing in new challenges as well as opportunities. As we go into FY 2023, we have a very high level of inflation across the world. Nearly all commodity prices are on fire, and we are seeing also all-round opportunities, particularly with the reconstruction coming up as we go forward. Sales for the full year were at 1,021 crore as compared to 823 crore of the previous year, a growth of 24%. This was largely driven by volume growth in air compressors and CNG compressors. In a sense, product mix was a big driver. The profit before tax grew from 83 crore to 114 crore, a growth of 36%. All businesses, air, refrigeration and gas compressors and compression systems did well. We had all-round growth. For the first time, we won over 100 crore of orders in exports. We have executed only a small part of it, so a significant part of it will be exported during the next year. This bodes very well for addressing the newer export markets as we go forward. The overall order bank of over 1,200 crore and with a significantly higher opening inventory should allow us to grow our sales further. The inquiry and order inflow remains strong right across the various products and industry. We also expect to benefit from the new product launches stated for Q1 FY 2023. We have spent on CapEx 92 crore in FY 2022 and are planning to spend around 40-50 crore during FY 2023 to build further capability and to enhance capacities for future growth. In terms of working capital management, our receivables remain at about the last year's level in spite of the higher sales, but we do have a larger percentage of inventory, and this should help us to execute our export orders, in particular in Q1. The overall cash generation from operation was close to 110 crore, which shows the quality of our earnings. Let's now look at the results from various product lines. The air compressor business continued to scale up on the back of our screw compressor production. These designed and built in India screws continue to win customers and market share based on strong performance and reliability. We continue to work with City University London to develop further profiles. The new K series of profile, which is really the Kirloskar series of profile, would be perfected and launched during the year. And this will be pushing the boundaries of efficiencies even further. We have scaled up on delivering centrifugal compressors with our own in-house designed and built gearboxes and impellers. And these are mainly being given for air separation plants and for metal production. The demand continues to outstrip production in this space, and we are making efforts to scale up. We continue to lead in the reciprocating compressor business. Special compressor packages were delivered during the year. One of the notable ones was for methanol production from low-grade coal. The other important areas where we have developed and delivered reciprocating compressor packages are for LPG, for CO2 sequestration, for methyl chloride, and for several other new applications. We continue to be the preferred choice for oxygen plants in this space across India. Refrigeration compressor division. This business had a strong growth in sales coming from the revival of sales to the cold chain and ice plants. The refrigeration systems for the petrochemical and hydrocarbon industries too scaled up with the pickup in the oil and gas industries globally. The new Keone screw for the refrigeration is being launched in Q1. This has been technically tested and approved. We expect to meet the requirements of pharma, food processing and dairy industry with this new range of screw compressors. Process gas compression systems. We had record sale of CNG packages to the gas distribution companies. We also continue to provide O&M services for this sector across 15 states in India. There has been a significant delay in finalizing several large gas system package orders. Some of them were finalized in the second half and they will come up for execution in H1. In Q1, we will launch our hydraulic booster compressors and this will meet the growing demand for off-gas network stations. These are not connected to the gas pipeline, so they are off-gas stations and this demand is picking up and our hydro booster will address this market. Outlook for 22-23. The war in Europe has brought both concerns and opportunities. The immediate challenge is the galloping cost of most commodities and particularly freight. The supply chain challenge continues with key plants in China under lockdown and there is still a piling up of cargo in the various ports. Consequently, availability of containers and shipping is a challenge. In the medium to long term basis, this will, however, open up newer markets and also there will be a higher demand for our products, particularly in Europe. We have enhanced our inventory levels and have orders in hand to start the year on a good note. With a couple of new product launches in Q1, we expect to deliver double-digit growth in both the top and bottom line going forward. We will update on how this pans out after every quarter. And we will see how things can move towards our aspirational target of being a 2,000 plus company in the next 2 to 3 years. I'm going to now request Mr. Suhas Kulatkar, CFO, to take it forward from here. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you were able to go through the results which we posted on the BSE website yesterday after the conclusion of the board meeting. We also have uploaded a presentation on our annual results on our company's website. I request you to have a look at it as well. However, for the benefit of those who probably did not get a chance to have a look at those results, let me summarize Q4 and annual financial performance of our company for FY22. Before I touch upon the various elements of the financial performance, let me first broadly talk about a couple of highlights of the year. The company during the year achieved a few landmarks. Sale crossed 1,000 crores mark for the first time and that is what we believe as a first landmark in our aspirational target of 2000 crores, becoming a 2000 crores company. PBT also crossed the 100 crores mark, and the opening order board has gone beyond 1,200 crores. It's around 1,250 crores as on 1st of April 2022. I will now turn to the business results for Q4 and the year ended on 31st March 22. Mr. Srinivasan did mention our turnover has reached to a level of 1,021 crores from 823 crores, showing a 24% growth. Sales for the quarter as usual were highest amongst all quarters and stood at 398 crores, little short compared to corresponding quarter of the previous year where we executed one of the project orders. This was mainly on account of non-clearance to one of our export orders by the customers, which we expect to get it delivered during this month. With the other income at around 12 crores as compared to 10 crores of the previous year, total income for the year stood at 1,033 crores as against 833 crores of previous year, a clear rise of 200 crores. During our last call, we had indicated about the rising input costs as commodity prices had started moving upwards. As a result, material costs in Q4 was close to 56%, higher by about 2% over Q3. Annual material cost, however, was close to a level of the previous year of about 54.7. In Q4, the employee-related expenses were marginally higher than the Q3. The annual ERE was, however, higher at about 129 crores compared to 113 crores as liberal increments and promotions were given to all our deserving employees who stood by difficult periods of pandemic during the last fiscal. With sales growing in the current year, the percentage of ERE to sales declined by about 0.5%. We were at 12.5% of the sales as against 13% in the previous year. As indicated in the last call, the company foreclosed its loan exposure and entire 40 crores were repaid in full. Interest cost therefore is in respect of 3 quarters in the current fiscal. The company as such therefore has no loans, whether term loan or working capital loans on its books of accounts, and is a debt-free company. At this juncture, I would also like to state that the company has a net cash position of about 162 crores as on 31st March. After paying a final dividend of the last year and the interim dividend declared during the year, apart from a repayment of loan of rupees 40 crores. I'm sure you must have gone through the cash flow statements and you would have observed that the company from the operations generated close to about 110 crores. Depreciation is in line with the previous year, in fact little lower than the previous year, and is in line with the additions to assets. The company invested close to 92 crores in capex, including the land to meet our future growth requirements. Our expenses are a mix of fixed and variable costs and are at 18.8% of the sales compared to 17.8% of the previous year. A percentage growth also corresponds to the top line growth and the composition of the top line. There is no significant variation in the level of expenditure, and cost controls exercised during the last financial year continue in the current year also. EBITDA in the current year is marginally lower at 14.7% compared to 14.8%. It's not so significant, just 0.1% lowering in the EBITDA level. This was mainly on account of drop in margins attributable to rise in material cost by a similar percentage, 54.7 and 54.8 if you compare. However, with the lower depreciation and lower interest more or less the same interest level, PBT for the quarter 4 was higher at 18.2% compared to Q4 of previous year at 15.4% despite marginally lower sales, as the material cost percentage was lower in the current year compared to that of previous year. For the whole year, PBT improved to 11% compared to 10.1% in the previous year. PBT of rupees 114 crores shows a 36% growth over the last year's PBT of 84 crores. PAT rose to 85 crores and stood at 8.2% compared to 64 crores, which represented 7.7% in the previous year. Company issued about 178,000 equity shares during the current year to its eligible employees under the employee stock option program. Consequently, paid up share capital increased to 12.89 crores compared to 12.85 crores. Basic EPS improved to 13.9 per share in the current year compared to 9.94 in the previous year. So, 3 rupees 25 paisa increase in EPS over rupees 2 rupees fully paid share. The board has recommended a final dividend of 120%, taking the total dividend for the year to 200% as against 175%. With about 95% of the revenue coming from the compression segment, it remains the only reportable segment. Previous year's figures have been regrouped wherever necessary to correspond to this reporting. The segment earned a profit of 18.7% in the current year compared to 17.8% in the previous year. So the segment profitability has also improved by almost a percentage point. Order booking during the year was over 1,400 crores. As a result, company has a order book of over 1,250 crores as on 31st March 22 compared to 920 crores in the previous year. So there is a significant rise in the order board as well. Capital employed in the compression segment increased by about 50 crores, particularly in the form of inventory, which was built to execute the export order and a strong CNG order board that we carry. The net working capital as a percentage of sales actually came down close to 18% of sales compared to 21% of the previous year. Receivables are down to 106 days compared to 136 days in the previous year, and suppliers outstanding has also come down to 96 days compared to 102 days of the previous year. A significant working capital was benefited by the advances from customers that we collected, which improved to 98 crores compared to 40 crores in the previous year. Lastly, your topic of interest, during the year, about 60% of business was from projects and balance from the products. And this has been a proportion has been there for quite some time in the past now. Thank you so much from my side, and I mean this is all what I would like to add on the financial performance of the company, and we will now be ready to take the questions, if any, on this financial results for FY22. Over to you, moderator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ravi Swaminathan from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. My first question is with respect to the breakup of revenue between, say, gas compressor, air compressor, and refrigeration compressor for the year. You can give that breakup, it would be great, sir.
Yeah. Ravi, good evening. Air compressor is approximately 25, refrigeration is about 30 to 35, and gas is about 40 to 45. This ratio remains. There has been a marginal growth in the air compressor business, hedging, nearing towards 25. Beyond that, it was about the same as last year.
Okay, so all three segments have kind of grown at the...
All have grown. There has been a marginally higher growth in the air compressor compared to the other two, but all have grown about the same.
Got it, sir. And what kind of volume growth we would have seen compared to last year for the entire company and at the individual segment level? There might have been quite a portion of price increase that would have been this year.
No, like we mentioned in the beginning, a significant part of it is from volume growth. We were approximately about 2,200, 2,300 compressors. We have gone about 3,130 compressors. So there has been a significant growth in volume.
Got it, sir. Got it, sir. And from the next two, three years kind of growth, would we be able to maintain the same kind of growth that we saw this year vis-a-vis last year in terms of volumes? Are we confident with respect to that?
And in terms of capacities we have created to meet this kind of a growth rate going forward, we would the order flow as we have indicates that we have still a very strong reason to believe that we can do as well as we did the last year.
Got it, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Digant Haria from Green Edge Wealth. Please go ahead.
So firstly, you gave a very good encouraging guidance, you know, especially in this environment. So just wanted to check that, to meet that kind of guidance, are we like, you know, stocked up on inventory or, you know, does chip shortage or, you know, any of these supply chain bottlenecks could become real risk for us, or we are already trying to mitigate that?
All of us are impacted deeply by the supply chain challenges as well as the very high level of inflation in the commodity prices. We are relatively better off compared to others in this space simply because our entire value chain exists within our control. Most of the other larger competitors that we talk of have parts of their value chain 7,000 kilometers away from India. Consequently, the challenges that they face is little more compared to what we face. So to that extent, we expect to benefit in terms of value chain advantage.
Right, sir. And second, you mentioned that, the export opportunity may open up because of the, you know, the war and the after effects of, the war. So if export opportunity opens up in Europe in a big way, what preparations are we doing to, tap it? Because I think this is the first time we've reached more than 100 crores in export orders, right, sir?
Yeah, the current export is predominantly, a very large part of it is from project exports to the Middle East. But the opportunities that are likely to come up in Europe would probably be met by European companies as a first choice, because I think there would be an element of funding tie-ups and consequently they would either be met by American or European companies. And we expect to lock in into that value chain by delivering to these companies parts of this supply. So we would have to supply elements, components, air ends, etc. to this value chain. That is what we are targeting.
Okay, sir. So that was on the, compressors part. My second question was on the CNG part that, we've seen massive increase in the gas prices, and, there is a discussion that the gas CGD companies will have to opt for more and more imported gas, which is a very high-priced gas, and that can hit their profit margin severely. So have we seen any slowdown? Like you just said that we had really good execution on the CNG compressor side, but any indications of this, slowing down from the side of the CGD companies?
We had a 40% plus growth in terms of number of installations last year compared to the previous year in CNG. We expect this trend to continue based on the order inflow that we have. There is the price escalation that you mentioned, but that is also true with the other competing energy basket, be it oil or gas and other things. India historically always imported over 55% of its gas requirement, and that ratio is not going to change. It will only grow if the gas utilization goes up. The newer things that seem to be playing up, it's still not to scale, is biogas getting fed into the same pipeline using the SATAT scheme which the government has announced. As these plants scale up, you will also have further opportunities for biogas compressors, which is also what we had launched and installed during the last year.
Okay, sir. Great. That's good to hear. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nilesh Jethani from BOI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a great set of numbers. So my first question was on our target, umbrella target of around 2,000 crores of top line in next 2 to 3 years. So wanted to understand, one is the air compressor piece where we'll drive to increase market share. So broadly, what segments will contribute to a higher growth to that number in next 2 to 3 years?
Thanks for the question. Like we've been saying, this ratio between air compressors, refrigeration and gas systems would by and large for KPCL continue to be in the same ratio of about 25, 30 to 35, 40 to 45. We don't see this changing even when we come to about 2000 crore. This is broadly our expectation based on what is visible to us and the kind of products that we seek to launch in all these three spaces. As far as the air compressor business itself is concerned, we will take market share in India, but also, like I mentioned, we also see opportunities for participating in the value chain of this compressor business across Europe and US as well going forward.
Okay. And on this target itself, on the gas compressor first, I just wanted to understand what would be the average cost of compressors. And what is the market opportunity post this 11th round also?
No, I'm going to request Suhas to handle this because he's got all these numbers in his fingertips. Just a minute.
Post 11th round, we expect, which actually has, allotted about 62 GAs, cover about 6,000 compressors. So balance compressors from 9th and 10th round, of about 8,000 compressors and 11th round of 6,000 compressors, this is going to be close to about 14,000 compressors or a gas station's requirement, I would say. Now, the breakup of these gas stations resulting into a demand for the main or a mother station which we produce as of now and the booster stations which we intend to introduce in the first quarter of the current fiscal is more or less, 50-50 or 40-60. More in case of 11th round in favor of the hydraulic booster stations because these areas are covered where the GAIL pipeline has not reached. I won't be able to share the cost with you, but at the market price of the compressors, we believe that the booster station, the primary market, which is the mother station, is close to about 7,800 crores. And the booster station market is about 3,800 crores. So ballpark it is close to about 12,000 to 13,000 crores and we expect on an average 900 crores business per year to get transacted between the booster stations and the mother stations. Mother stations are the compressors which we presently supply. The booster station compressors are something that we will start supplying in the current financial year.
Got it. So broadly, out of 2,900 to 950, it would be coming from the gas compressors. And now on the air compressor, I believe the opportunity earlier on the domestic side was given at 3 to 5,000 crores. But now with this Europe and the other export opportunity, so how big is the air compressor opportunity for us? And what numbers we can expect in this air compressor piece, considering exports is now expected to open up for us?
See, the air compressor business is pretty large. It's of the order of something about $20 billion. It's a huge industry. So the Indian market itself, when we say 3 to 5,000, there is an element of exports, there is an element of imports. So that's why we put such a wide range in this. So the opportunity is humongous. So we are very small, so it doesn't make a difference whether it's 1% or 2%. So $20 billion plus is the market opportunity in air compressors.
Okay, got it. And lastly, on this ref side, suppose this installation of a lot of fulfillment centers, etc. So ref compressors, demand expected to improve. So are we seeing any demand picking up from that side, on the ref compressor side?
Like we said, this year has been record sale of ref compressors as well to the cold chains and ice plants, etc. in India. This is predominantly India-Southeast Asia market. The Southeast Asia market has been relatively muted during the year completed. We hope to see this picking up with our existing ammonia compressors. The new Keone screw compressors will hit the market in Q1 and that will open up a newer area, which is really the food processing plants, the pharma industries, etc., which do not use ammonia as a refrigerant. And this screw compressor will address that market. Currently, this is being met by imports from Japan and from Europe. We expect to address this market with our compressors.
Got it. Got it. And lastly, on the margin side, one last question from my side, sorry. But on the margin side, considering the price, commodity price escalation, so the recent order wins we have, which is around 1250 crores, what are the margins expectation? We have taken the required price hikes over there?
Ladies and gentlemen, the line of the management got disconnected. Please stay connected while we reconnect them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding your line. The management line is reconnected. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Sorry, we got disconnected because as you asked the question on the margin, there was a thunder outside. The rain has started in Pune, and first effect was on our call. Anyway, what I was trying to tell you was the EBITDA margins of the company, we are trying to ensure that they improve year on year. We have seen that the margins for the compression business are in the range of 17% to 18%. Last year we had a margin of 17.9%. This year we had a margin of 18.7%. And despite the pressures on the price with a good product mix, whether it's a CNG compressor or the air compressor or the refrigeration compressor, we are trying to ensure that the margins for the company are protected. At company level, we almost have 55% material cost, which means that the contribution coming towards the fixed cost is fairly protected, and that's what we will ensure in the current year also. You would recall that we had close to 900 crores of the orders, or a little more than 900 crores order board in the last year, which has now gone to 1250 crores, and we should be able to address this with the similar margins.
Got it, sir. That was really helpful, sir, and thank you so much for addressing all the questions.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants, please limit your question to two per participant. If you have a follow-up question, you may rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Arjun Pathak from Central Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for the great set of numbers. My first question would be, with our current capacities, what's the max revenue we can generate?
We have answered this last year, and I would repeat a similar answer for this as well. If you look at the number in the last quarter, we did roughly about 400 crore. So assuming we can do 400 crores a quarter, the existing capacities would give us at least about 1600 crores. With some balancing investments, which we continue to do year on year, it will require another investment of about 200 crores to do this 2000 crores that we are looking at. So that's, if your question is saying what more investments you would require to get to 2000, about 200 crores would be enough for that.
Okay, got it, sir. And on the another side, on the raw material side, what's the major commodities that gets consumed in our raw material basket?
What's
the major raw material, like iron, steel, which one?
Yeah, see, if you look at by the weight of it, the large raw materials we consume are cast iron, which is our own casting, and for the cast iron plant, we buy pig iron and we buy some high quality scrap, which comes from all the stampings, etc. Then, of course, we have all the exotic materials which is consumed, not directly, but as a part of our motors, which is really copper, then the bearing parts, etc. So, if you're trying to get some kind of an indicator of which commodity would influence our cost, then I would take copper and steel as two commodities that will influence our cost.
Okay, sir. Got it. And I was going through our annual report on the plant and property note. I found that there is a note saying leasing of compressor and vehicle, and you have quite number over there. So can you tell us what's leasing of compressor and the vehicle that is shown over there?
In business. Okay, we have a contract to supply the gas, which was entered into few years ago, maybe 3 years ago. We have supplied this compressor. Instead of selling this compressor package, we have sold it, we have supplied it as a under a lease arrangement. So this is where the lease rentals also come to us, to a tune of about 28-29 crores.
Okay, got it.
I'll explain this. The business model is, there are places where the availability of gas is not forever. So there the gas company would decide to take the pumping station on lease. So this tender that we won 3 years back, we installed a set of compressors in an area where we pump the gas and we toll them for the gas that we pump. So we get paid per month.
Okay, sir.
And we have had a renewal last year, which was renewed in December last year. It will run for another year. And then it can get renewed depending on the availability of gas. We expect that it will run for some more years.
Okay, sir. Got it. My last question. In last conference, you talk about that you selling contractual projects and there are some products. And in contractual projects, they get fixed at a certain price, right? So, I want to know, are there any clauses included in there regarding to any raw material price hikes?
See, at the moment, all our orders are fixed price orders. We are putting in the last couple of months saying that if there is an escalation in key inputs beyond a particular percentage, we would need to come back with a revised price. But these are government tenders, so this is all still under discussion. So at the moment, all orders are on fixed price orders.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Sheth from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Pertaining into we had 100 crores.
You, Mr. Kunal, we cannot hear you clearly, sir.
Is it better now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My first question is pertaining to the order flow we had last year, 1500 crores. That last time would be on two compressors relating agents.
Kunal, you are not...
Kunal, it's coming in bits and pieces, Kunal.
Okay.
Mr. Kunal, your voice is breaking. Can you please check?
Yeah, just give me a second. Yes, sir. Is it better now?
It is okay, but it comes in bits and pieces. You have to keep your volume a little lower and try and speak. I think it will come through.
Okay. Sir, my first question was pertaining to the order inflow that we had last year at Carcos. How much of that would have been, from oxygen plant compressor?
See, the oxygen business is less than 100 crores. It's not a big business for us. So, it was a very seasonal thing and it was, there are two parts. There is a traditional business we do on the air separation plants. That was also used for oxygen. But that continues. That will go into air separation plants of, let's say, a Linde or Inox and others. And they would use these plants to produce nitrogen, to produce oxygen and so many other things, and that continues. That's not going away. What was unique and one-off is the oxygen PSAs plants that were put up under PM Care, and that was fairly small. It was over a very short period and it's less than 100 crore.
Okay.
Significantly lower than that.
Sure. Sir, second question is pertaining to exports. You mentioned that this year we have first time crossed 100 crores. So in our 2000 crore, turnover target, have we set out any target for exports or, we wish to increase it, but there are no specific targets that we have set for ourselves?
No, we have taken an objective that exports should export and international revenue. We don't want to say what would be made outside as well. So international revenue should be 25% of our top line sales is our objective for which we are working. And we hope to be there even before we get to the 2000 crore mark.
Okay, sure.
Kunal, just a clarification on the export figure which you talked about 100 crores. Is Mr. Srinivasan said it is an order booking. We have not executed the entire 100 crores.
Right.
Majority of the portion will come during the current financial year, 22-23,
FY23. Mm-hmm. And so thirdly, on margins, we ended up with about 13.5% kind of a margin for the full year. As we move towards 2000 crore turnover, is it right to assume that margin trajectory can improve from here, both from operating leverage and better mix?
I think you can definitely count in that manner, because the general rule of economics is as the volumes improve, the margins also improve. So we should be able to gain something out of the economies of scale. Plus the overheads get spread over the larger contribution coming from the higher volume. So at a EBITDA level, at a KPC level, we should be able to see, as we grow in the top line, a better margin.
Sure. But also, sir, the new launches are also, profitability is in line with the traditional products is what also I was trying to understand.
Yes, generally yes.
Yes, but we should also give it some time. For example, if you look at the hydraulic booster that is going to come into the market in the gas space, we didn't want to enter this market for some time because the unit price of this is less than half of a CNG station. So the margin initially is going to be very tight before we get scale and efficiency. So give it some time. My only request on the margin for all our analysts and listeners is that don't judge us on a quarterly basis, because we would have this challenge of quarter by quarter, some variations that come in depending on the product mix and the packages that go through. But what Suhas says, like on an annual basis, we are very, very consistent. We have been delivering year-on-year margins which are growing and consistent. So that is what I would leave as a word of caution in judging by quarter.
Sure, sir. Sir, this hydraulic boosters that we spoke about, how large is that market? I mean, it is a very meaningful market.
Suhas, give you a number.
I gave you a number, no?
3,800 crores, something like that. He just gave a number to the earlier, just a minute, he's picking up the paper.
Right, that's 3,800 crores, yes.
Yeah, 3,800 crores.
Yes, sir.
Delivered in, say,
next 9 years. Or 8 years. And, sir, we mentioned that about 900 crores of business can come from this opportunity. So, that was the, annual booking opportunity for the industry, or that you were talking about KPN?
No, it is an industry business.
Industry business. Right.
Because that's the requirement which PNGRB has set to all the successful bidders, that they must install these gas stations in the next 8 years' time.
Sure. And sir, my last question...
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Kunaljit. May I request you to please rejoin the queue? We have participants waiting for their turn.
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you. Participants are requested to please limit their questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Shrivan Prashar, for an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So my questions have been answered right now. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Am I audible? Yeah, I'm just telling that my questions have been answered.
Can you repeat your name and the question? Because we are not...
He said his answer.
Okay.
The question was the breakup of that booster and mother compressor, and that you have given, and the market size.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Suraj Navandar from Sampada Investments. Please go ahead. Mr. Suraj, please go ahead with the question. Your line is unmuted. As the participant left the queue, we'll move to the next question, which is from the line of Levin Shah from ValueQuest Investment. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, my first question is on this gas compressor industry, or the opportunity that we spoke about, like 7,800 crores on the mother station and another 3,800 crores on booster. So, if you look at this CAPEX, it has to happen within next 8-9 years. So the annual opportunity comes to around close to 1500 crores. So where is the mismatch, and what kind of market share are we targeting? Because as I understand, we currently have close to 50% kind of market share in the gas compressor market.
Yeah, so let me clarify this, because part of your question was lost in the connection, but I broadly understand what you asked. See, the topic of CNG, mother station and daughter station, is only at the distribution level. So that is one part of the gas business that we do. There is also the other part which is about the same size, which is really the upstream, midstream and downstream. Right from the offshore pipeline onwards, we install those large compressors, packages, etc., which take the gas from the, let's say, from the offshore or onshore wells to the gas purification plants, and then from the plant into the pipeline. So we are into those businesses as well. In that area of business, which is what we are now getting into Middle East and other areas, there we have a higher percentage of success. At the moment in India, we have a larger percentage share of those businesses. We are about 50% in the CNG station at the moment. We are not there as we speak in the hydro booster business, which we plan to get in from the first quarter. So that's broadly the split that we are talking of. We will address other businesses around this space, like I said, getting into biogas, which will also get fit into the gas pipelines. We will also enter the large package business of upstream, midstream in Middle East. So I would be careful about looking at only the PNR number of what gas stations we would put out in the next 8 years. This industry itself is still very large. The gasification of the energy basket is still a major activity across most parts of the world. They're moving away from the liquid fuel towards gaseous fuel, eventually into hydrogen. So this space is seeing a lot of activity, and we still have an advantage to be a leading player in this.
Right, right. Exactly, sir. I share your views on that. In fact, I was asking that if you look at the CNG opportunity itself, leave aside the upstream opportunity, this itself can be like a 1500 crore kind of per annum opportunity, because this 12,000 crores has to happen within next 8-9 years, right?
We have to be careful about budgeting based on projections from a government body, right? So this 8 years can end up in 10, 12 years as well. So we'll have to be careful on that. But you're right. Broadly, by calculation, these numbers are right. And also, we must understand that the first set of compressors would, by that time, have completed. Most of them would have done 10 years. So they would all come up for renewal. There are quite a few other things that can happen with even the installations that are in place.
Right, right. Understood. And sir, on the air compressor side, so we had launched this crew, a rotary screw compressor, and we had seen some initial success. So how has been the whole year for us in that segment, and what are our targets for next couple of years?
I think the answer is we have, in terms of numbers, grown significantly in the compressors produced, delivered and working. We expect to grow further in this going forward. Also, we hope to participate by supplying parts of this value chain for Europe and America going forward.
Right. Sir, how big would that, this rotary screw business annual, in terms of annual size for us be?
The Indian screw compressor business could be anywhere about 20,000 compressors. I'm giving you a very, very, very rough number, because there are a whole lot of things being imported, packages, air vents, all kinds of things. So roughly at least about 20,000 compressors are out there.
And what would be our number, sir, currently? I understand we are...
As we mentioned, is very small. We are less than 2,000.
Okay, understood. Sir, and just one last question, clarification on the volume number that you shared. I missed that number. We did around 3,100 compressors for this year versus 2,300 compressors last year. Is that number right?
That's right.
So then overall, the volume growth has been close to 35%. So is it because of the mix change that we have reported lower sales growth?
No. See, the compressor is only a part of the whole. So the product mix is a bigger thing. The number of packages and large projects that we did this year was less than what we have done in other years.
Okay, understood. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Khatri from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Hope you're doing well.
Good evening. Yes, thank you.
I have one question. This is in terms of the order book, the 1250 crores of order book. What kind of revenue visibility do we see for the next year or maybe the, you know, FY23 and FY24?
The general guidance we have been saying is we will grow double-digit top line and bottom line. The order available gives us the confidence that we can stay to the general guidance that we have been talking of.
Okay, and this 2,000 crore of revenue, when do you expect to reach there?
There again, the general guidance is we will get there in 2 to 3 years. Everything goes well 2 years, and things don't go as well, maybe 3 years.
Okay, great, great. And, okay, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan Kansaraf, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Karan, we are getting you, but we are getting you in bits.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, this is better.
So my question was on the part of the revenue projection that you said up 2,000 crores. So what will be the sustainable margins for the coming years?
I think Suhas had answered it. I'm going to request him to again answer this. Sustainable margin on the growing sales.
See, I don't want to put a number per se, but my submission is that as the number, the top line grows, our margins will also improve because we will have the overhead spread over the contribution coming from the higher top line. So if today we are operating at a margin of about 14%, 13%, we should see a growth in the margin in the coming years. As Mr. Srinivasan said, initially we might have some, margins getting maintained because of the introduction of the new products. But once we get established, our EBITDA margin should improve beyond 14.8% what we have been achieving in the last couple of years.
Okay, thank you. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Suraj Navandar from Sampada Investment. Please go ahead.
Okay. Hello. Good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, Suraj. Go ahead.
Yeah. So my first question was about one of the promoter family, Kulkarni family, taking an exit from the business. And they also said that they have sell down their whatever stake they have in the company. So is Kirloskar family looking to buy out their stake?
So I think only the owners can answer the share. We as management would not be able to answer this question, right? So this is nothing to do with us.
Right. And so what would be the timeline Kulkarni family is looking at, selling down this stake?
Again, all of us have only the information that is out in the public domain, which said that they would have a cooling period, which is known to all of us, which is 6 months, and then they would do what they plan to do appropriately. So I think we would have to take it to the extent what all of us know in public.
Okay, sir, no problem. Is there any update on the railroad business, any further developments over there?
See, this road railer business is still something which is largely dependent on government regulation. What is available to us today is we run the railers between Delhi and Chennai. That's the only route given to us. We have run last year more than 2,000 railers up and down, which is something like 50% more than what we ran the previous year. So our own efficacy of the business, the model, it's value to the customer is all proven. So we take something from the warehouse or the stores from Delhi or Chennai and deliver to a warehouse end-to-end completely automated. Now the only way this business can scale up is they allow it to run with container trains and other things on other routes. Till the railways permit that, we are going to ever remain constrained with this small size. We are still working on it. The government on the whatever they call it, Gati Shakti scheme had announced that they will allow these railers to be attached to the container trains, etc. If that really happens and people start scaling up, then we will see this business will blossom, in which case we will go to what we originally sought to do, which is really to make these road railers and deliver it to people who would, like the logistic companies who would attach to their trains and run. That is our core business. So we have to move to that. It is still work in progress and we are only waiting for things to fall in place.
So what is stopping railway from giving that clearance? What more information do they need? Or what is the concern that they have?
This is exactly what we ask the railways as well.
Okay, so any timeline based on your discussions?
Okay, again, like I said, railways is railways, government is government. We have to work with them. They are aware of it. They are appraised of it. They understand it and hopefully they would act on it.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dheeral from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, as you said that all our orders are fixed in nature, so because of this higher inflation, you know, do we foresee, you know, margin pressure in coming quarters?
See, we all take a certain estimate about how the commodity prices are moving and we try and put it in into our orders. We also try and buy critical items at fixed price from our vendors. And that is the reason why you also seen at the end of the year our inventory is almost double. We are almost holding 200 crores of inventory. So we are taking, and of course we are trying to cover a part of it by getting more advance from the customers to ensure that we are able to lock in at the price. So we are taking operationally several steps to ensure that the margins do not get eroded. But this is again based on estimation. If there are extraordinary things that happen, for example, in the last 8 weeks, the freight from Europe to India has gone up 3 times. Sea freight has gone up 3 times. So these are extraordinary things nobody can factor. In those cases, we would have to see how we will have to manage. There would be short-term erosion in margins, but that will also get corrected.
Okay. And sir, when you say that compressor margins are almost 17 to 18% and it is almost 95% of our business, then when the overall margins are between 13 to 14%?
Yes.
So there are, when you look at the compression segment and there are other unallocable expenses at the corporate nature, including expenses from the non-reporting segments, depreciations, etc. So obviously that would have an impact of about 3 to 4% on the net margins vis-a-vis the segmental margins.
So this 17 to 18% is the product margin you are talking about, and after this expense, the EBITDA margin of the business is 13 to 14%.
A company level margin is about 13 to 14%. Segment level, which is a compression segment, it is about 18%. You can see it from our segment-wise revenue and results and capital employed given along with the annual results of the stock exchange. So you will understand it better where the margins have got, what is the impact of other unallocable expenditure and, you know, profits and loss of other non-reportable segments, etc.
Okay, sir, I'll take that.
I will look at that, and then if you have any questions, we will.
Yeah, and sir, just last one thing. Sir, who are the current players who are supplying these hydraulic boosters in the market?
See, the hydro booster compressors is today supplied by over 8 to 10 small players. None of the bigger companies are in this. There are a lot of local players who seem to have got into this with various value chain. They would either import parts of it, put together some part of it. The need for us to get into it was primarily from the customers pushing us, saying that, look, we need at least one good organized player to enter this market and make these products. And that's the reason we have got into this.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Archit Kapadia from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity, sir. Very good evening. And just wanted to check with you, sir. You mentioned that you will be supplying some parts for the value chain for the rotary screw compressor to Europe and US. So have you received the certification for these products, or are we still in the stage where we will be getting a certification and then we will be supplying to these countries?
These products are not restricted or regulated in that sense. They are tested by the buyer. I mean, if somebody is buying our air ends, you would obviously buy air ends, have them tested, run it in his packaging and see whether it meets his requirement, be it air ends or screws or anything else. So this is a process of getting the commercial in place, getting the pricing and availability in place, and then they are running tests. We will talk about it as we go forward and have a few establishments running, and then we will share more detail. But this is WIP.
Okay, and have you have you given some products which are under the testing phase right now in these facilities?
No, we have not delivered anything, and I would like to talk about it as we get further in it. There are still basic discussions that have to be in place. Tests have to be done within the country. Like I said, first it is commercial tie-ups, then working on basic acceptance, pricing, and then it will going to be for field trials and testing. So we have, this is WIP, and we will share it on a quarter basis as we things move up.
Okay, and generally, does it take like 6 months to 9 months to move?
Yes, it will take at least 6 months.
At least 6 months to move from the testing or WIP to the...
Any kind of a small start. It doesn't scale up rapidly in the first year because they in turn would like to put it in their field, see the value of it, and then they scale up.
Fair enough, sir. This was very helpful. The second question is on the margins as you highlighted. So just wanted to check, would the export margins are better than the domestic margins, and that is one of the reasons why you are so confident on the margin you will be able to scale up, apart from the operating leverage reason that you highlighted?
See, at the moment, like I said, a predominant part of the export orders that we have booked are for packaged compression systems going into Middle East. Now, packaged compression systems are a long cycle thing. It will take us anywhere between 6 months to a year to complete these projects. These margins are a little bit shaky in the sense if everything goes well and we execute in 6 months, no great inflationary pressure, we make good margin. And if it takes more than a year and we have gone through some pressure, we actually make no margin. So this is a bit of a difficult thing to give you a number. But as we move more and more towards like what I mentioned, where we get into the value chain, there the margins become more predictable. We expect to move as we scale up into more predictable margin business, and consequently that will help our overall margin reliability.
Fair enough, sir. It was very well explained, and all the best for your future, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Dhirendra Tiwari from Antique Stock Broking for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Srinivasan. Thank you, Mr. Kolhatkar. It was a great year, and hopefully the years ahead will also be equally great. Thank you for giving us the opportunity for the call.
Thank you all for participating. We appreciate it, and we need all your good wishes to see that the next year works out as well, if not better, for all of us. Thank you very much.
Right, right. Thank you very much. Thank you all the participants.
Dhirendra bhai, thank you so much for organizing the calls throughout this year for all four quarters, and we look forward to working together.
Thank you very much, sir. Thanks all because of your support. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.